Clegg, the leader of the Liberal Democrats.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
You as cold as I am?
No.
Yeah, I haven't come dressed as I should. Look, it's easy to be gloomy these days. The economy's falling off a cliff. There are a lot of people, particularly people on low incomes, really, really worried about putting food on the table, paying their mortgage this month, paying their heating bills this winter, and most depressingly of all, we have commentators, pundits, politicians lining up saying that you're wasting your time. But in a recession, we can't afford the luxury to worry about the planet. But at a time of economic hardship, we haven't got the privilege, we haven't got the self-indulgence, we don't deserve it, to worry about the environment. They are wrong, you are right. Because it is exactly now, it is exactly at a time of economic crisis that we have to ask ourselves, how on earth did we create an economy so reliant on the short-termist boom and bust speculation of the city while it let our environment and our planet go to rot? How on earth did we create an economy which is not only socially unjust, but environmentally unsustainable? How on earth did we create an economy in which this government in there, over there, is spending £37 billion bailing out the bankers who got ourselves into the mess in the first place, and yet they won't lift a finger to really help us build the green economy of the future? And that is why I say to you, no to a third runway in Heathrow. Woo! No to King's North. Woo! And no to spending 12.5 billion quid of our money to give us a short-term VAT cut, which we'll all have to pay for in the future, when every penny of that money should be spent on public transport, on green energy, on sustainable housing for the future. Woo! One other thing that I think can be done, and it can be done now. It's something that I've pressed Gordon Brown on in that chamber over there several times, and he still refused to act. And it is this: it's cold. We all know it's cold. But we have the shocking, the scandalous situation that energy companies, the big energy companies, are charging a pensioner scrimping and saving, living on her own, to perhaps heat one room in her home more, or his. Good point. I was trying to be, anyway. He's charging her or him more than a multimillionaire who's heating their five-store mansion from top to toe. Because we have the outrageous situation that all of us are charged by those companies more for the first bits of energy we use than the last bits of energy we use. How mad is that? It's bad for the environment. It is unfair. It is unjust. So you must marry the demand for social justice as we come out of this recession. A demand for a fairer economy, a fairer Britain, with your passionate commitment to a greener Britain and a greener world too. So yes, there are plenty of reasons to be gloomy, but I come to you in a spirit of celebration that you are here in such large numbers, but there are countless demonstrations like this taking place around the world as well, but also in hope that we will learn the lessons of the errors that we have made in the past and come out of this recession a fairer, a greener nation. Thank you very much indeed.